Tonight, Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman faces his primary opponent, Ted Lamont, in a televised debate in one of the most closely watched races in the country. The Connecticut primary is widely viewed as a measure of Democrats' attitudes about Iraq and a gauge for whether incumbents who gave President Bush the authorization to go to war will pay a price in the midterm elections. Senator Lieberman is a strong supporter of the war. He faces a tough challenge from Lamont, a wealthy businessman and political newcomer. Lamont has spent millions casting himself as an anti-war candidate and casting Lieberman as a Democrat who's really more aligned with Republicans. Polls indicate that Lieberman has a lead, but this week the incumbent senator said he would run as an independent if he lost the primary. For more on the race, we turn to Ken Dautrick. He's professor of public policy at the University of Connecticut. Professor, good to be with you.
It's my pleasure.
So how tight is this race? What do the polls say?
Well, you know, the polls in a race like this are really hard to depend on. It's a primary election, and it's very difficult to do polling in a primary election. And it's in August, on August 8th, which is summertime, and many people will be away vacationing. So it's really difficult to try to gauge what turnout is likely to be. So that being said, the latest polls that have come out have showed Lieberman with about a 10 or 15 point lead over Lamont, but they also show that the race is tightening.
Any understanding as to why Lieberman would say he would run as an independent doesn't seem to be a strong message of confidence going into the primary.
Right. I think that what is probably happening is the internal polling that the Lieberman camp is doing is showing that Lieberman has a reasonable chance of losing this particular election. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense if he thought, you know, that he had a very good chance of winning this primary. It wouldn't make sense for him to come out a few days ago and announce that he is going to seek signatures on a petition to be able to run as an independent in the event that he loses the Democratic primary. So that admission a few days ago by Senator Lieberman is a pretty good indication that his own internal polling indicates he's in trouble.
What kind of campaigns are these two candidates running?
Well, Lamont is running a campaign that is focusing on Joe Lieberman and Joe Lieberman's connection to President Bush. In Connecticut, President Bush has a very low approval rating, even much lower than what we see at the national level. Nationally, he's about 35-36%. In Connecticut, he's about 25%. So he's a very unpopular president, and the Lamont campaign is running a set of ads and a campaign which is really tying Joe Lieberman to President Bush. That's fairly easy for Lamont to do, given the high-profile issue of Lieberman's support for Bush's war policy in Iraq.
And Lieberman?
And Lieberman is trying to talk about anything but his support for George Bush's policy in Iraq. Lieberman has been saying he's been a good Democrat in the Senate for 18 years. He has a very positive Democratic voting record, about 90%. He's really as liberal as most Democrats in the Senate in terms of his actual voting record. The problem with Lieberman is he's stuck his neck out on a very high-profile issue, which many Democrats are angry about, namely his support for the Bush war policy.
Senator Lieberman is a three-term senator. He's a known quantity in Connecticut. Lamont is a newcomer. How important is tonight's debate?
I think tonight's debate is very important for a couple of reasons. One, it will introduce most voters to Lamont. They've seen the advertising for Lamont, but they haven't seen him live. They haven't seen him shoot off the cuff. They haven't seen him next to Joe Lieberman making arguments about public policy. So I think tonight's debate is the introduction of Ned Lamont to many voters in Connecticut. So I think the way Lamont gets defined in tonight's debate and the way Lieberman tries to define him will be very important. Right now, I think voters are viewing this election as a referendum on Joe Lieberman, and that does not work to Lieberman's advantage in a Democratic primary.
Democrats around the country are watching this race, certainly will be watching the debate tonight, and war seems to be the big issue. And when looked at from the outside, this race is seen nationally as a referendum on the war. Is the war the biggest issue there in Connecticut?
Oh, absolutely. It's if it wasn't for Lieberman's support for the Bush war policy, it would be unlikely that Lieberman would have any competition at all for the Democratic nomination.
And if Lamont succeeds, do you expect to hear a lot stronger and louder criticism from the Democrats on the war, right, that embolden them?
Absolutely. It will embolden them. The fact that this race now has a national profile, I think the outcome of the race, if Lamont is the winner, will give the Democrats a whole lot of ammunition to say, look, we're united.
Professor Dautrick, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.
Ken Dowchuk is professor of public policy at the University of Connecticut.